To download more lectures, learn more about our project, and to help support it, visit www.bayinah.com/dream. That's BAYYINAH/dream. You are free to share these recordings with family and friends. Thank you and Jazakum Allah Khairan for helping us make our dream a reality.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man istanna bi sunnatihi ila yawmiddin. Thumma amma ba'd. We left off at ayah number 22, innal abrara lafi na'im. This is a repetition of an ayah that came exactly the same way in Surah Al-Infitar. Innal abrara lafi na'im. It's the same exact ayah. But there was another counter ayah in the previous surah, which was innal fujjara lafi jahim. So there was innal abrara lafi na'im, about the righteous being in bliss. And then there was the one about the vicious criminals being in the worst pits of hellfire and the jahim. In the beginning of the surah, we found kalla inna kitab al fujjari lafi sijjin. The book of the record of the criminals is in a sijjin. But Allah did not make mention of the fujjar themselves and where they are in this surah. But He repeated the mention of the people of paradise in this surah, and He gave it a lot of detail in this surah. There's two rhetorical reasons for that. The first is, we didn't learn much about the bliss of the people of paradise in the previous surah, so it's due that we learn more about that in this surah. So there's more detail given to us here. The second is, we talked about the criminals being talked about in Al-Infitar, a worse degree of them being talked about here, Al-Fujjar. Right? We talked about them at the end of that surah, but here really from Al-Mutaffifin and on, these are the worst kinds of criminals. So there, I mean, if Allah just mentions that their records are down in that prison, it doesn't have to be even further elaborated where they're going to end up, right? So because that's already been declared. So Allah does not give them any more attention and any more elaborate discourse. Now we find in this surah, when Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about these people and they're surrounded in all kinds of comfort and softness, Allah mentions a few things that highlight the bliss of paradise. And that's something you should note about this surah. Allah talks about one or two particular things, and that should remind you of the larger picture. This is not the only thing in paradise that Allah is going to talk about, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a larger scene, but you should get a glimpse of it. Similarly, the things that the criminal does, they do a lot of things wrong. But one of them that was highlighted was their tatfif, al-mutaffifin. One thing was highlighted, but it gives you the larger picture of who these criminals are and what their mindset is. So here again, we look at these few glimpses and scenes that are beautifully depicted in the paradise. May Allah enter us into them. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. They are going to be on these cushions. Arika is the singular of araik, and it's a chair or a throne or a large couch that's full of cushions, so you can recline on it and relax. Okay, يَنْظُرُونَ, they'll be looking around. Now, the thing to notice, and some of the ulama talked about this in the imagery of this ayah also, is when you recline or you sit down and relax, then you can't look around so much because your view is limited, right? If you're on a train, for example, you recline, then you can't look out the window. What do you have to do? You get out, you know, you get out of your comfort zone, then you look around. You know, you can't sit back and look around. Even in the car, your kids are sitting back, they don't see it. They say, hey, did you see that cow? What do? They look up and they go to the window. You know, they come out of their comfortable position to see. Look at how Allah puts it. They will be reclined looking around. Meaning Allah has designed the chair in a way that when you sit back, you get the best view. Right? You're in the most comfortable position, subhanAllah. Yanzurun, just looking around. Wherever they look, they see bliss. So they get a full view on these araik. This is very difficult for us to do in our car. It takes us 25 minutes to adjust the chair exactly the way we should in the rear view mirror and all this stuff, right? SubhanAllah. And you know, the other thing is when you're looking somewhere, your view is kind of focused to one thing. But where are they looking? Lafi na'im. The na'im is where? They're in it and it's all around them. So they can see all around from this wonderful seating that Allah has provided them. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَضْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. You will recognize in their faces nadra. Nadra is a beautiful word in the Arabic language. There are a few words for glow and glitter and joy that are used to express the beauty of something. Or freshness even. We find zahra, bahja, nadra. Nadra is the lighting up of one's face. When you could see the freshness in it, you could see the happiness and joy in it. You know, it's also used, nadra is used in Arabic literature for even vegetables and fruit that's really fresh and ripe. But in the Quran, essentially it comes for faces. So face, wujuhun yawma'idhin nadira, right? They're lit, they're fresh. They're just really happy to be there. You ever see a tourist who's really happy to be in DC? I haven't seen one yet, but you know, when if you see one, that's what they would look like. We see a lot of those in New York. You know, people get to the city and they're like, you know, there's this nadra on their face. You know where I see nadra? I see nadra sometimes if I fly to LA, right? The Southwest flight stops in Vegas, right? And the people that are getting off at Vegas, before they get off, guess what's on their face? Nadra. Man, they're happy. They're staring out the window. They're just like they just about to land into Jannah, right? And then the flight goes on from Vegas to LA, right? So now the people on the plane are the people that are leaving Vegas. And this looks like the line that's headed to the hellfire. Their faces are down and they don't want to make eye contact. They look suicidal, probably left all their life savings behind, right? So it's a different scene from here to there than there to there, subhanAllah. But that's give you some idea of nadra. You see these people sitting on couches and they're just fresh. They're lit, their faces are lit. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَضْرَةً and نَضْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ The idafa here, the mudaf ilayh here is a na'im. These blissful things that they see, that's what lights their face up. I mean, you see something, wow, and you see this other thing, and your face just gets brighter and brighter at the things you see, subhanAllah. يُسْقَوْنَ and now you know the service, room service. يُسْقَوْنَ they will be given to drink. They don't even have to get up to get the drink. They don't have to get up because if they said yaskuna, then they're going to drink. But yusqawna, they will be given to drink. So Allah's already set the scene where they're chilling on the couch. So they don't have to get up. Yusqawna. And what are they given to drink? Min rahiqin makhtum. Let's understand first what rahiq means. As-Sabuni comments, ajwadul khamr wa asfahu. In the Sihah, we find al-rahiq safwatul khamr. وقال الأخفش هو الشراب الذي لا غش فيه. So a few things. The purest possible wine or drink that is not contaminated by age or bubbles kind of thing. It's very crystal clear. You could see right through it. And it's got great texture in color. And it doesn't make you drunk. It doesn't get you. You can drink however much of it you like. And it doesn't get you drunk. Others comment that it also has in it a beautiful scent. But then we find مختوم. And I don't know how popular the drinks that were maktoum must have been a very exotic thing at the time. Nowadays, maktoum literally means sealed off, closed off, tight. And it's got a brand on it. So once you open it, you know how like some drinks have that seal that you if it's not there, you shouldn't buy it kind of thing? Right? So they've got that seal. It's an original seal meant for you to open it. It wasn't opened by anyone else before. It's filled to the brim. And maktoum also means something that is filled to the brim and then sealed. Like the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khatam an-nabiyyin, right? Because the risala is filled. It's not like there's room left. It's filled and then he's the seal. It's all the way to the top. So ar-rahiq al-maktoum is these beautiful wine bottles that, as ugly as we think wine is today as believers, there's a different kind of wine that doesn't get us drunk that Allah is offering us and it's being given to us. But then Allah tells us something more about this seal. And this is just remarkable. The depiction of Jannah in these ayat is just so remarkable, subhanAllah. You have to understand the scene. We began with people that are the worst kinds of criminals. And who's talking about them? These ayat are, there's a disagreement about them being Makki or Madani. And some have a narration about that some of the Ansar used to cheat in business and that's why these ayat came. But that narration in and of itself is not very strong. And the language doesn't support it, number two. In that the language is talking about the worst kinds of Fujar. And these are not the Ansar. They were not even close to that, right? And also we learned that the Ansar and the people of Medina generally, they weren't business people first. They were agriculture first. Who was in business more? Who was doing the cheating in business and this kind? Who would be an expert at that? The Meccans, right? So this is why the majority really doesn't hold the position that this surah is Makki. But just go back to the Meccan seerah for a moment. The Muslims, they're not in a position of power. They're not powerful. They're very weak. They're the object of ridicule. They're the crazy people. And here they are talking about the multi-million dollar corporations, the mutaffifin. They're pointing a finger at them and saying, you do this, where it's going to land you? Into hell. Right? Right? We just recite these ayat, but remember, these ayat were memorized by the companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and they were delivered to the people. They're just reciting it onto the people. And the people who are doing this business that are well off, when they hear that, you know what the first thing that comes to their mind is? Who are you to tell me? You're the scum. You're Bilal. You're Suhaib. You're a foreigner. You're an immigrant. You're going to tell me about what's right and wrong? Mind your business. Get lost. So they were the basically considered the annoying, you know, people you don't want to talk to. You know, like nowadays a homeless guy comes to you and talks to you. You say, I got to go. You avoid them. This is the attitude the kuffar had towards who? The believers. This is how they treated them. So now in that, you know, in that sense, you can imagine the sahabi when he's making da'wah to this deen. And he's constantly being insulted. Not only is he being insulted, what he says is being insulted. Remember Asatirul Awwaleen? Right? So what they are being insulted, their messenger is being insulted. He's called Lamajnu, he's called insane. And then they're being ridiculed. Aradilun are low class, these filth, these insane people. Right? And then on top of all of this, now Allah Azza wa Jal gives them some just words. And that's enough for them to keep going in the work of da'wah. Allah gives them, you know what? These people, they have, what drinks do they have? Let me show you what I'll give you. First of all, your record is in the illiyin. And nobody can even fathom what illiyun are. This amazing record of every last good deed you have done. Imagine what's going on with the sahabi now. How strong is he going to be in his da'wah? And then Allah says, then you're going to be up there, you're going to have these drinks. And they're going to be sealed just for you. And then this seal, and you know, the words in the Arabic language, especially Quranic Arabic, ancient Arabic, they're very picturesque. So Allah is making you visualize the bottle. And the bottle has what on it? A seal. It's got a seal on it. And you're sitting on your couch, and you've been given this bottle. And you know where they used to drink? Where did the Arabs used to drink? Out of a well. Right, this was a, you know, you don't get served. This is the elite thing, it's a king's thing to get served. The average Arab has to go out and dig out of the well or drink out of the pond or the lake or whatever. Now he's khitamuhu misk. Even the seal has as an incense. The seal has this perfume-like smell. Not even the drink. The drink hasn't even been opened yet. It's the seal, khitam. Khitamuhu misk. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Then in that, those who compete, they should compete in this. This is something worth competing. Allah draws an image of me just being there in that luxury and putting that before me. Then after that is done, no matter what the kuffar say, does it matter anymore? No, because the believer, what does he see now? He sees that Jannah. He sees an سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة. Right? Run towards the paradise. Rush towards the paradise. Race towards the paradise. Let's look at the word tanafus. By the way, a similar ayah occurs in Surah Al-Safat, where he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For the likes of this, let the people who do work, let them put in the work. Let them get to work. Allah Azza wa Jal says tanafus here. At-Tabari comments, التنافس مأخوذ من شيء نفيس الذي يحرص عليه الناس وتشتهيه وتطلبه نفوسهم. وَالْمَعْنَى فَلْيَسْتَبِقُوا فِي طَلَبِ هَذَا النَّعِيمِ. Beautiful. He says this word, tanafus, tells us that they're running towards something so elegant, so classy, so exotic. And this is something when all the people want it. They really, really want it. You know, and they're all competing towards it in the spirit of healthy competition. So here the Sahaba are being ridiculed and even persecuted and tortured. And they're nudging each other saying, who's going to get the Rahiq al-Makhtum first? Let's see who gets there first. They're competing with each other in this. The problems of the world, Allah has taken them away from the believer. He's put them in a different state. And you know when the kuffar see that different mindset, what do they call you? They call you crazy. What are you happy about, man? We're torturing you. What's the smile on your face for? He doesn't see it. He doesn't understand why this person is being ridiculed and insulted and humiliated, and all of his dignities have been stripped from him, and yet there's a big smile on his face. Not only that, these guys are competing with each other and getting in more trouble. They can't fathom it. But this is the mindset, the iman that the sahaba tasted when they heard the word of Allah. May Allah give us that taste of Quran. So now, after this, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْلِيمِ. He takes the imagination further. By the way, this khitabuhu mis, the seal is made of this musk, this beautiful scent. You should compete towards this. The passage began with al-abrar, the righteous. The few righteous will get to this point. But then there's even a higher level. Allah takes her imagination even further. Subhanallah. Wa mizajuhu min tasneem. Mizaj in Arabic, mazaj al-sharab, was used when you mix the drink. Okay, like nowadays you have like, you know, Ovaltine or Quick or something. You mix it in the milk. right? Or some kind of mix you put in your drink to give it a new flavor. So when the Arabs would mix something in your drink, that was called mizaj or mazaj also, or mizj also. Now, tasneem in the language comes from sanam, and sanam is the hump of a camel. Tasneem means a very high place. Also means to elevate something. Like they will say tasneem al-qubur, to raise the graves, to elevate the grave site and to make it higher above ground. Okay. So Allah says the mixture of it, meaning the drink is something, but you know you add some sugar to it or you add some flavor to it. That flavor has been added from a very high fountain or a very high waterfall up there somewhere, because and it's called tasneem. So the drink itself is not tasneem, but it's got a little bit of mix from tasneem. Now when you taste that tasneem, what do you want? You say, what's that mix? I want to go where this came from. But where did it come from? It came from very high. So now the Abrar are enjoying this drink and they talk to each other. They say, did you taste that flavor, that new thing in there? Yeah, yeah, that's the tasneem. Dude, where do you get the tasneem? And so now look at the next ayah. Aynan. The tasneem is a waterfall. It's a spring. And this is lil-ikhtisas. Yashrabu biha al-muqarrabun. The people, the closest to Allah, will be sitting next to this waterfall, not yashrabu minha, yashrabu biha. Biha here, what it gives is dharf makan. They'll be sitting right by it, right by this waterfall where it starts, and they're drinking from it directly. The abrar, the righteous, are drinking a mix from the tasneem, and they're loving that too. But those who are close to Allah, al-muqarrabun, what are they enjoying? The tasneem itself, subhanAllah. Allah gives us degrees of paradise. So the ulama comment, عَيْنٌ عَالِيَةٌ شَرَابُهَا أَشْرَفُ شَرَابٌ وَأَصْلُ التَّسْنِيمِ لِيَرْتِفَعُ وَمِنْهُ سَلَامُ الْبَعِيرِ. Right? This is a very high drink. And the origin of tasneem is something very high. Something that, in addition, you should know. And this is commented on by Ash-Shawkani, rahimahullah. تَسْنِيمٌ اسْمٌ لِعَيْنٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ يَشْرَبُ مِنْهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ صُرْفًا. This is the name of a waterfall or a spring in paradise from which the closest to Allah will drink. May Allah make us from them. يَمْزَجُ مِنْهُ الرَّحِيقُ الَّذِي يَشْرِبُ مِنْهُ الْأَبْرَارُ فَدَلَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ دَرَجَةَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَوْقَ دَرَجَةِ الْأَبْرَارِ. This illustrates that the rank, you know, because the people and the righteous who are still living it up, because they've got the couch, they've got the people serving them drink, they've got the bottle, they've got the seal. But the language illustrates that those who are closest to Allah, they will be in a higher position than even the righteous. It establishes a gradation here, subhanAllah. So on the one hand, Allah spoke of the worst of the worst of the worst criminal. And on the contrast, He spoke of the people who earned the closest rank with Allah. That Allah spoke about another place. He says, "As-sabiqun, as-sabiqun, ulaik al-muqarrabun." The first of the first. Those are the closest ones. What does it mean, first of the first? The first ones, he would say. These are the people, you know, when the messenger makes the claim that an angel comes and delivers me this message, that this is not words I'm making up on my own. Who believes in me? It's easy to call them crazy. Imagine your neighbor came to you and said, "Hey man, an angel came to me and talked to me. You need to believe in everything I say because it's from God." It's as crazy, it sounds as crazy today as it sounded 1400 years ago. At that time, the first person to say, "You know what, that's not crazy, I believe in you," in public, and whatever you say I will do, I will not question, because I know it's not coming from you, it's coming from a higher source. I will not question it. I don't care what people call me. I don't care who disowns me. I don't care what they do to me. I'm standing by you. How hard is that to do? It's easy for us to be believers because there's so many of us. There's so many of us. How easy is it when you're the only one? You have to believe in this guy who everybody calls crazy. Everybody calls him insane. And whatever he says, they ridicule. They mock. You're going to be right in that position the moment you say, "La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So this position these sahaba put themselves in is such a painful position. And so Allah compensates them by saying, "No, you'll enjoy tasneem. You have the highest rank. The righteous will get something, but you're up here. Al-Muqarrabun." May Allah make us from Al-Muqarrabin. Now at the end, you see how Allah puts things. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions now at the end something about Al-Fujjar again. These criminals again, right? These worst kinds of disobedient or rebellious to Allah. But at this point, when you hear these ayat, put yourself from the perspective of the believer, it's not even going to touch you. So what? Look, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون. No doubt those who engaged in crime And this ijram in Arabic is not just to have crime, but to actually eventually see the consequences of your crime too. It actually illustrates one who sees the consequences of their crime. So those who engage in this crime and implied who will see the consequences of them have been making fun. Kanu. They have been making fun, or they had been poking fun, or they had been laughing at yadhakun. They had been laughing at the believers. They heard these words of the believers. They saw the joy on the believers' face and they said, look at these morons. Look at these nut jobs. They believe in this stuff. Let me write a skit in my comedy about them. How much comedy has been written about Muslims in paradise in the last 6-7 years? Right? Because it's funny to them. It's funny. Because, you know, we're the object of ridicule. These guys believe in paradise, and that's why they do these crazy things. And they're all, you know. And so even, you know, when you talk to Christians nowadays, they train themselves in da'wah, right, to the Muslims. And one of the things they train themselves in is poking fun at Jannah. That's one of the, like da'wah things that they do. Oh, yeah, you guys believe in this or that or the other in paradise. You get these rivers and all that. Like, yeah, we do. And you don't. So you want to join me? Right? So we have to have this confidence. And that this is not just fantasy that Allah is drawing for us. This is real. This is real. But right now, the way things are right now, it is real to us. But for everybody else, this is a thing to make fun of. So the thing I want to illustrate to you here that's really powerful is the word kanu. You see, the Quran is full of iltifat. Iltifat means transition. Transition happens from first person to second person to third person. It also happens from the past to the future. Some ayat are talking about the future. What's going to happen on the Day of Judgment? All of a sudden Allah talks about something that's happening right now. The tatfif al-mizan. وَيْلُ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْزَنُهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. Was that happening in the future or right now? That was happening right now. But then, as we went forward, يَسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٍ. Was that happening then or right now? That's later on in the future. So the ayat travel from the future to the present, sometimes past to present. But these ayat are speaking about current events in the past. كَانُوا. I need you to understand this. Allah is not saying disbelievers make fun of believers. He's saying disbelievers used to. There's no doubt those who engaged in crime used to poke fun at, used to laugh away at those who believed. So how is he talking about it? As though it's something in the past. The way this is situated, what was mentioned right before the people of Jannah? So the way it's situated in its balagha, it illustrates the people are in Jannah, they're enjoying all this drink, and a memory passes in their mind. Remember when they used to make fun of us? Remember those who were criminals used to make fun of those who believe they used to laugh at us? وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. And when they would pass by them, they would wink at each other. They would, you know, غَمْز in Arabic is to make gestures with your eyes. And one of the worst insults you can do to somebody even nowadays is roll your eyes at them, right? They're talking to you, you're like, you know, you could do a lot with your eyes. You could do a lot with your eyes. So a bunch of you are walking by, right? And there's a Muslim over there. And what do? You know, you're doing all this just with your eyes. Just with your eyes. You're poking insults at them. So Allah even captures that much of their crime. The worst of their crimes He captured. He illustrated. But even the crimes of the kafir against the believer, not that He kills them. Right? وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. But why are they taking revenge from the believers? Why are they throwing them in pits made of fire? Why are they torturing them? Why are they killing them? Those are big crimes. Here, what crime has Allah illustrated? Just the way they look at them. Just the way they look at them. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. When they pass by them, meaning when the believers pass by the disbelievers, the believers wink, they make eye gestures to insult them. And the other way around, when the disbelievers pass by the believers, they make comments with their eyes. The way they look at them, the insulting way and the ridiculing way in which they look at them. Then, وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ. Now that they're done poking fun at the believers, they return to their families. And we will find this a consistent theme. Allah talks about returning to the family. These kuffar, they return to their families. For example, in Surah Al-Qiyamah, ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّى. Right? He returns to his family all happy. You know how I insulted those Muslims today? Man, these guys are funny. These guys, they look so funny. Did that, and we were just standing there. And man, did we make a fool of them. And so they have this, they enjoy making fun. So what they do is when they return to their family, they return full of joy. Fakihin comes from fakiha, which is a fruit. So they enjoyed poking fun at the believers so much, it's like they can taste the fruit in their mouth. Oh my God, that was awesome. That was so funny. And so the scholars comment, Fakihin, mu'jibina, mutaladhidin. They're so happy they can taste the joy of insulting the believers. And they go share these stories about how they made fun of Muslims with their families. You know, this is a contrast. By the way, this is happening in dunya, right? But this is a memory of those who are in paradise looking back. But the reality, what happened in reality, we already read. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِي SubhanAllah. That same guy who went to his home running happy, hey, look who I made fun of. Is he going to be running towards that family or running away from them when the time comes? He's running away from those same people. The reality has completely reversed. But right now, it's the way it is. So these believers think back and they recall when they used to poke fun. وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ And even when they would see them, this implies kind of a tab'eed, a distance. So these non-Muslims, those who poke fun are here, the Muslims are over there. وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ When they saw them, they said, these people, man, they're so confused, they're so lost. These are the truly lost. You know what they want this paradise. That's why they're acting like this. They could do their day and night, they're trying to spread this message. They stick around this man who we think we're pretty sure he's insane, ma'adallah. They're lost. Look at these poor people. So they look at them with pity even. They have pity for the Muslim. I feel sorry for you, man. That's what their attitude towards the Muslim. Inna ha'ula'i ladallun. You'll find people like this even today. Even today, you'll find people that look at the Muslims and say, oh man, I just feel so bad for you, man. Let me help you out. Let me give you some other religion to follow. It's pity for the Muslim. Because what foolish religion are you following? Now Allah says, وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ It's so incredible that Allah says this. This ayah has been interpreted in two very different ways. And both of them are very powerful. Allahu A'lam, Allah means both. The literal meaning is, and they had not been sent upon them as guardians. Meaning these disbelievers were not sent to watch over the believers. What are you so worried about that they're lost or not lost or, you know what they how they live and what they aspire towards? What's it any of your business you're so concerned that they're lost? So this is one interpretation. This has been attributed by many. But another is actually that this is a continuation of what the Fujjar say. And that, or the Mujrimun say. And that completely changes the taste of these words. Let me explain to you how. What this basically means is they're looking at the Muslims and they say, look at how they're lost. And they say, these Muslims, they haven't been sent to the society to guard over them. Why are they commenting on who cheats how much in the scales? Why are they telling us don't bury the baby daughter? Why are they getting it up in our business? Who made them in charge? Who made them guard over our affairs? Why are they acting like they're so watchful over our affairs? So they have this criticism of the Muslims that they are correcting the evils of society, getting into the society's business. But you know, in the previous surah, Allah has already told us, the Muslims are not watchful over you. You already have someone watchful over you. Inna alaykum the hafidhin. Their criticism is, these Muslims are the hafidhin. No, we're not the hafidhin. You already have hafidhin. Kiram and katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. You know, you have noble writers, they know exactly what you're doing. We don't have to keep record or watch over what you're doing. Allah has already put that mechanism in place, subhanAllah. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ Then on that day, now the scene goes back to the future, again to the Day of Judgment. Then on that day, as a result, those who believed will be poking fun and be laughing at the kuffar. مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ Now we had إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا Not إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا We didn't find the kuffar before we found those who committed the crimes. And the crimes have been listed before. The crimes have been listed. Remember they poked fun at the ayat, called them asatirul awwaleen, they did tatfif al-mizan, they did a few things that were listed. So they were the criminals. On the Day of Judgment, the believers will not only be laughing at these criminals, they will be laughing at what? All kuffar, whether they did this or not. So long as they disbelieved, they will be the object of ridicule. In Surah Al-Baqarah we find, زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Worldly life was beautified for those who disbelieve. And they poke fun at those who believe. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And those who had taqwa, they'll be above them on the Day of Resurrection. The roles have been reversed. The same reversal of roles applies here. All kuffar, they will be poking fun at them. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ Second time. They will be on these high couches, reclining, relaxing, looking around, having full view. Now, what are they, before what were they looking at? Na'im, all the blessings. What are they looking at now? They're looking at the people that are making them laugh. Who's making them laugh? The kuffar. They're looking at the disbelievers. They don't even have to look down. They can relax, recline back, and they can still see the disbelievers. And now those disbelievers are burning, and they're recalling, didn't you find our whole thing about hellfire funny before? I don't see you laughing down there. Because it sounds looks pretty funny now, actually, now that you think of it. So now the disbelievers are getting their revenge. The insults that were hurled at them are being hurled back at the disbelievers. Look at how the surah ends. هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Thawab in Arabic is to get a good salary, to do good work and to get good back. هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Have those who disbelieve been paid a good salary for everything they used to do? Sarcasm from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps even sarcasm from those who are in the paradise. They're looking at those burning down below who are screaming, hey, we're Quraysh, we're from you. Can you help us out here? Throw us a drink or something. And they act like they don't even hear them. They say to each other, I wonder if the disbelievers got paid what they deserved based on what they did. Adding insult to injury, subhanAllah. So, هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Have the disbelievers been dealt? Have they been given in full, great pay, great compensation, sarcasm over what they used to do? Final, a little bit of comment over يَفْعَلُونَ as opposed to يَعْمَلُونَ. يَعْمَلُونَ means to do an act consciously, to think about it and do it. يَفْعَلُونَ, you don't even think about it. Why يَفْعَلُونَ? Because these fujar, do they think anymore about the consequences of their actions? No. The fujar, they don't think. So they don't do amal even. What do? They do fi'l, it's thoughtless action. They're thoughtless in their disbelief. Finally, we conclude in tying the end of the surah with its beginning. We also conclude with a comment of Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah. جُزِيَ الْكُفَّارُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَهُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنَ السِّخْرِيَةِ وَالْإِسْتِهْزَاءِ نَعَمْ Have they been given, these people, have they been given what they deserved when they made fun of the believers, when they made fun of the ayat? Have they been given what they deserved? Absolutely, نَعَمْ So he ends with that word. We started in the beginning with the ayah وَيْلُ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ Ultimate destruction falls upon those who make a little bit of profit by giving people less or taking back a little more. This is the mutaffifin. And at the end, what does Allah say? What do they want? Money in the end. They wanted some profit. Allah says, did they get a good compensation because of what they used to do at the end? You see how they're tied together? The conclusion, the beginning of the surah and its conclusion, subhanAllah. So how the surah begins, it wraps itself around and comes to its conclusion. Inshallah ta'ala, we begin our study of Surah Al-Inshiqaq next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.